partly cloudy Saturday afternoon with highs 35 to 40. It's 31 and cloudy in New York City this morning.
Get your free list of the Heavy 100, the top 100 tunes played in 1970 on Music Radio WABC. Send a stamped self-addressed envelope to Top Tunes, WABC, Box 77, New York 10019. It's yours. It's free. It's Music Radio WABC's salute to 1970. For your free list, mail a self-addressed stamped envelope to Top Tunes, WABC, Box 77, New York 10019.
1970s, Heavy 100.
That's number 43 for the past year at 77 WABC. Jay Reynolds with you, 31 degrees, huh? Remember this one from the early part of the year? I found love on a two-way street. Dropped her off out of the New Jersey Turnpike. Down there about Freehold. That's not too far away. Good morning.
I found love on a two-way street.
Right, of course, live on a two-way street, lost and long and lonely highway. It's 31 degrees and cloudy this morning. Christmas, it's past. Everybody's still got the clothes. Maybe that's a little, wrong size there. 31 degrees, cloudy, and the transistor radios, the electric trains, and all the toys. Fantastic time of the year, right? And New Year's, just around the corner, so get ready for that now. It's 15 and a half in front of 1 o'clock, WABC Music Time.
Air pollution, emphysema, tuberculosis. Jim Nettleton for the New York Tuberculosis and Health Association asking you to answer your Christmas seal letter today. It's a matter of life and breath.
WABC. Wonderful.
A little chilly out there, 31 degrees. They say about an inch of snow between now and dawn. We'll keep a check on that for you. Dennis and Spence Stories, Route 22, Union, New Jersey, and 250 West 57th Street here in Midtown Manhattan says, I hired a guy to write these ads. And I wonder why he plays with words the British heard way back when ye meant you and ye meant yes and anything you would never do back in 1772. When a Yank who got sore started a war because he refused to buy a bag of tea that was not tax-free. The Englishman, well, they say it was 1776 when you made that fix that cured the kicks about a tea bag with a sag. So, if you're in a car, Myman's store is not far. Brands from England, Italy, and France that you can buy without a tax and save so much more you'll run up a score. Famous brands like Timely, Monte Cristo, Briggs of London, Da Vinci of Rome, Ole Cassini, Italianate shirts and body shirts and the new wide ties, slacks, bells, and flares too. Now, you'll wear the flares to get you there, and the bells will rate with any date. So you pay us a call. Have yourself a ball and make it to Dennis's Clothes, the Route 22 Union, New Jersey store, and the Manhattan store at 250 West 57th Street near the corner of 57th and Broadway are closed. Still a little holiday cheer around Dennis's there. But they'll be open 10 o'clock this morning now at both locations, so check them out. Recognized charge plans accepted at Dennis's.
Most music on Music Radio 77.
WABC.
Heavy. Of the year number
96. Oh yeah, 1970 was the year that White Plains came up with a gigantic hit, which kind of made everybody in White Plains happy, but it upset Terrytown, Mount Kisco, and all of West New York, New Jersey. My baby needs some loving, loving.
Baby loves loving, baby loves loving. She's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. Baby loves.
Number
one, ladies and gentlemen, B.J. Thomas sang this to an Academy Award.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
From that heavy 100. All right, 31 degrees. It's 8 in front of 1. Good morning, John Jackson on Newton here in New York. He digs the hoons here in the wee small hours of the morning. We're happy to have you with us.
You know I've got to show you. Nobody else could call you.
the Jay Reynolds Show for a Saturday morning. More of the Heavy 100 right here from 1970 on Top of the Hour and 1.
Jay Reynolds.
This is news from American Contemporary Radio, and I'm Bob Scott in Los Angeles. The Pentagon in for a cutback. Details on that story in 60 seconds.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a fire tree and a pear tree. On the second day of
Christmas. This is Howard Cosell for the American Contemporary Radio Network and the 22,000 New Card dealer members of NATO with a warning. That last bird is vicious and armed with tons of moving steel. Although he can be found nearly any time of the year, holiday party time is when you're most likely to run into him or he into you. The social drinker driver is an easy bird to spot in his car or out of it. He's the bird who has several drinks and then tops them off with black coffee before he drives home. Unfortunately, coffee can't sober you up. Nothing can. The average person can consume one drink in an hour's time without affecting his driving, but no more than that. That's why the American Contemporary Radio Network and the new car dealers of NADA say, stay on the lookout for the drinker driver this season, and make sure he isn't you.
ABC correspondent Duff Thomas says he's learned the Defense Department is planning a big layoff during the next 6 months. Thomas quotes sources as saying the total unemployment figure from the cutback could run as high as 300,000 people. That figure includes jobs lost in businesses working on defense-related projects. One highway patrolman was killed, another wounded tonight in a shooting in Sumter, South Carolina. Two suspects under arrest, a man and his son. Officials say one officer was shot and killed when he followed a man suspected of a traffic violation to his home. The other officer was wounded seriously when he answered a call for help. That 24-hour Christmas truce in South Vietnam is reportedly broken at least 80 times by the enemy. Our bureau in Saigon says four GIs were wounded. U.S. troops in Vietnam were treated to traditional Christmas meals. An ABC correspondent, Howard Tuckner, was in Saigon as the GIs made the best of a bad situation. ABC correspondent Howard Tuckner in Saigon. Some U.S. GIs from Cortland, New York, and Olathe, Kansas, will be spending part of the holidays at homes thanks to a concern of friends and neighbors. In Cortland, people have donated $9,200, more than enough to bring six GIs home from Vietnam, and eight soldiers will be arriving in Olathe sometime Saturday. In his Christmas message, Pope Paul VI said, unless all men consider themselves brothers, the world will never be free of hate, selfishness, and war. West German Council Eugen Beal is in West Wiesbaden, Germany. Beal was held for 24 days by Basque terrorists. The Basques say he was released because the kidnapping served its purpose for the moment. Officials in Rio de Janeiro say some of those prisoners named as ransom for the West German ambassador there will not be released because they don't want to leave Brazil. Congressman L. Mendel Rivers is still recovering from heart surgery in University Hospital in Birmingham, Alabama. We asked hospital official Paul Mudge for Rivers' condition.
He's becoming more and more used to the valve that was put in, and the overall future picture looks very good. And I would say that in place of saying extremely serious like we have been the last week or so, I would say bordering on satisfactory.
Paul Mudge of University Hospital in Birmingham, Alabama. Doctors say Rivers would have been an invalid without the artificial valve in his heart. The Defense Department says a Navy unit is in South Vietnam studying the possibility of using porpoises for what they call surveillance and detection. The details of the operation are classified. Six people rescued today off the coast of Cuba in a joint effort by the U.S. Coast Guard and Cuban officials. The converted PT boat ran aground and was in danger of sinking. A Coast Guard helicopter took the people to a hospital in Miami. They're in good condition. George Wallace says he'll marry again. The new Mrs. Wallace will be Cornelia Snively. Wallace's first wife died in 1968. And that's the report that's making contemporary news.
News Before the Hour, a service of ABC News. The most music on WABC New York.
of the year, number
11 from the year of 1970. The Sounds of the Bread wanted to make it with you. We make it with you on this Saturday morning in New York. For Denison's Men's Stores this half hour, they're closed at both locations, reopening at 10 today.
Hey, have you ever tried? I really think we could make it.
That's number four for 1970. Sounds at 77 at the Jackson 5. Hey, I forgot to tell you, number 32 was Diana Ross and the Supremes opening up the hour, and someday we'll be together again. Okay, sorry about
you
that.
You and I must make a pact. We must bring salvation back.
Call my name, I'll be there.
I'll be there at 77 the Jackson 5. Man, they had a fantastic year. 1970, a bunch of hits on that heavy 100 of 1970 here at WABC, and we're going to be digging them all throughout the morning hours here. It's 9 past 1, 109 WABC Music Time on the Jay Reynolds Show.
You can give someone a second chance to see. When you plug your eyes to the eye bank, they go right on seeing for someone else. Call the eye bank for more information. Call 838-9155. Area code 212-838-9155.
Winter weekends go better with WABC.
Well, you got a couple of days to get your old bod shaped up before you mess it up again come New Year's weekend, which is just around the corner, you know. It's 31 degrees, cloudy, a little bit of breeze here in New York City this morning. We're on the air for Denison's Men's Stores, of course. Route 22, Union, New Jersey, and 250 West 57th Street in Midtown Manhattan. Denison says, if you're a guy who wants to know what what proof I have that I sell the best for less than any other store, here's the proof. Now, a shoplifter came to my store not to buy, but to shoplift what he saw on the floor. And with hands quicker than the eye, he knew what to pick. Got a kick when he saw that low price tick and then got off the shoplift trick. He bought what he picked. Took what he bought to a chick who wrapped what he picked, paid his dough, was about to go when he saw me, and he said, hey, could it be that you received a master shoplifter's degree in the class of 53? And what you have in your store is what you shoplifted from the best in other stores. Folks, I'll sell you two famous brand suits for the price of one, and without a miracle, too. Now, we can sell the best for a lot less than a store that'll close it for. We've got single and double-breasted Edwardian suits, British right down to the root of King Edward's boot, and slacks, bells, and flares, too. Flares to see what's up. If you see what you like, wear the bells, and then you'll know what you see is what you want. There's more. Come down to either of my two stores. It's Denison's Clothes, Route 22 Union, New Jersey, and also the New York City store at 250 West 57th Street, right around the corner from 57th and Broadway. Hey, listen, don't forget now, they are closed this morning, but will reopen as of 10 o'clock on this Saturday morning to better serve you. Recognize charge plans accepted at both Denison stores.
Heavy end of the year, number
41, the pride of Baltimore, Maryland, huh? Almost as popular as the Colts down there. This is Bobby Martin the saying.
When he opens the door, says, I'm home. Be aware of the look in his eyes.
Good morning to you. 31 degrees and cloudy. WABC Music Time at 13 and a half past 1 o'clock. My name is Jay Reynolds, all morning long with the heavy hits of 1970.
You're listening to the Heavy 100. The top tunes of 1970, heard now through New Year's weekend on Music Radio 77 WABC. All through the holiday season, tell your friends and family to tune 77 for the top 100 hits of the year.
WABC. Top 100, 1970.
Okay, friends and relatives and neighbors and all that, this is number 28 at 77 WABC for the past year. Simon and Garfunkel.
Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily.
Number two, boo-boo, at 77 WABC. Jay Reynolds with you here in the wee small hours of a Saturday morning. The Beatles, they went their separate way during 1970, but before they did, they cut a hit that reached number two, Let It Be.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary.
Let It Be, number two in New York for 1970.
WABC!
From All Hit Music Radio, WABC, good morning to you. Right now, it is 20 and one half minutes past 1 o'clock on the Jay Reynolds Show as we lay the heavy hits of 1970 on you all morning long.
Jay Reynolds.
My name is Dennison. My college dropout crew and I were the first to get a college dropout degree in history. It was the class of 53, so listen. It goes back to the first co-ed university founded from the Tree of Knowledge. Now picture a scene of a dean trying to wean a worm away from that apple today that Adam needs to keep the doctor away. And this dean, a snake who is mean, got little Eve to take a bite of an apple, which she did. And then she knew this would never do. So she went to Adam, who she called Red, who was in bed convalescing in his crib from the transplant of a rib that made her into one beautiful kid. And then she said to Red, you can't walk around like a dude in the nude. So take a bite of this apple and you'll be a Joe who knows as much about college clothes as Dennison. But Adam... It would be a relief if you'd wear this leaf that I picked from the tree that gave us the knowledge you can only get in co-ed college. And then we'll go to the Dennison store and buy a pair of slacks and a body shirt so your Adam's apple will not hurt. And with a suit and sport coat, too, we'll look at flares and bells and wide ties and buy them, too. When Dennison says cash or cabbage will do, we'll give him a bushel of apples. He can eat them, too. It's Dennison's Clothes, Route 22, Union, New Jersey. And the New York City store at 250 West 57th Street near the corner of 57th and Broadway. Open 10 a.m. till 5 the next morning. Recognized. Charge plans accepted.
Nelson, by the way, they are closed at both locations celebrating the holidays like you are. But they will reopen at 10 o'clock this morning.
B.J. Thomas. The Beatles. Rita Payne. The Jackson 5. The Carpenter, Simon and Garfunkel. Stevie Wonder. One Star. Bread. Heavy 100 Music Radio. WABC.
Heavy 100 of the year.
This is number 39 in New York City for the past 12 months at 77 Radio. It's cloudy this morning, light snow developing later on and into this morning. Accumulations up to an inch, they say. Snow tonight, near 30 degrees, and that's where we are right now.
Ooh, child, things are going to get easier.
Listening to the Jay Reynolds Show on a Saturday morning as we present the Heavy 100 of 1970. This past half hour for Dennison's Men's Stores in New York City and on Route 22, Union, New Jersey. They are closed this morning, but reopening at 10 o'clock this Saturday.
News first from WABC, New York. This is Charles Garrett. A Long Island Railroad spokesman says the line has returned to normally scheduled operations. Yesterday, an unusually high number of crewmen called in sick and forced the line to cancel nearly 50 of its trains during the day. Many trains were delayed up to an hour. The line's crews called it Asian flu. Late passengers had a choicer word for it. If you still have a heat problem, the number to call is 964-3000. That's the Complaint Bureau. City inspectors have been sent to buildings where tenants have complained the landlords were trying to save money by cutting down on heat. An estimated 225 buildings were heatless yesterday because their fuel tanks were empty. More news in just a moment.
When your letter arrives late, get mad at people who don't use zip code. They're holding up the mail for everyone.
The preceding message...